This is Liz Scafidi with UN News. Despite the ongoing war in Yemen and the devastating humanitarian consequences, there is still hope for recovery within a generation, the UN Development Program, UNDP, said in a report published on Tuesday. The report outlines how ending the conflict, combined with inclusive policies, including greater investment in women, could lift Yemen out of poverty and put it back on the path to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. Auka Lutsma, UNDP representative in Yemen, was in New York and spoke to Diane Penn ahead of the launch.
This report is actually a third report in the trilogy. We've brought out two reports before that also describe the situation in Yemen. And with this third report, we wanted also to show that although Yemen is still in a very bad situation as a cause of the conflict, there are ways, there are pathways that could help Yemen to get out of the current crisis that it's in if peace was come tomorrow. So the report as such makes a very important point about the war has to stop now to end the suffering in Yemen. At the same time, it would also facilitate, I would say, different pathways, but certainly pathways that could help Yemen to catch up with the development trajectory it was on before. And in fact, if everything would fall in place, they could even beat the trajectory that they were on before as well and actually making significant progress towards the SDGs.
And like you just said, UNDP believes Yemen can get back on the path to sustainable development. However, and as you mentioned, this is dependent on a peace deal. And you say if this peace deal were to come into effect from next year, why do you believe this is possible? I mean, next year is just a couple of weeks away.
Absolutely. Of course, important developments are going on in the country in terms of the military developments as well. But at the same time, also a number of countries, but also the UN itself, is exerting a lot of efforts to bring a settlement on the table that could be looked at by both parties. And I'm a firm believer that peace is always around the corner. What you really need is the will of the parties to sit together and come to a resolution. And that in itself will then help us also to help the country back on its feet, first of all, but also work towards a better future for all Yemenis in terms of, you know, giving them hope, but also dignity for a better future.
Now, tell us about the cost of this recovery, because it's going to be a lot in terms of not just money, but also in investing in people.
Absolutely. Of course, recovery and reconstruction in Yemen will never be cheap. The country has gone now through 6-7 years of war with a lot of death and destruction that occurred during this period. So it is very clear that a significant investment will need to take place. What we're saying with this report is that not only a significant investment is needed, and the World Bank estimated this would be at least a $25 billion effort, what is also needed is the right policies to ensure that we leave no Yemeni behind and really are taking into account the whole context of SDGs to put this country back on its feet and giving it a viable future for the decades to come.
Could you tell us about some of those policies?
Absolutely. Once again, what is really important, I think, for Yemen is, first of all, to address some of the deep development deficits that it has at the moment. There is a very rapid population growth, which really puts a lot of pressure on its natural resources. Yemen is definitely also one of the most water-stressed countries in the world, and therefore sustainable water management, you know, also in response to climate change, is going to be extremely important. Yemen is one of those countries that will suffer the most from climate change. In fact, it is expected that by 2050, the temperature will rise to at least 3 degrees for what it is today. So you can imagine in a desert-like country like Yemen what impact that may have. There are also other development deficits that need to be addressed as well. I think, for example, if you look at gender, I think it's fair to say that Yemen, whatever gender index you look at, it's always at the bottom. So bringing women into the fold, making them part of the labor force, and really empower women also to contribute to the recovery and reconstruction of Yemen is going to be incredibly important. And in fact, the report that we have in front of us exactly makes that point. Involving women will really give a boost to GDP and development in the country.
And let's talk about the time frame now. Of course, you've mentioned the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, and their deadline is 2030. Is it that you're hoping that this process begins in time for the SDGs, or that it's much longer?
I think it is unrealistic to think that Yemen will be completely on track to achieve all the SDGs by 2030. The conflict in Yemen really has become a generational conflict, so its recovery and reconstruction will be also a generational effort. But our report estimates by 2050, so that's sort of in one generation, poverty could be halved and Yemen could really be back on track to become a middle income country. So it is definitely possible. And in fact, as I mentioned at the outset of the interview, actually it will help Yemen to beat its original development trajectory. So, but again, what is really important is that it will use the right policies to implement such a recovery and reconstruction effort.
We'd spoken about the cost in terms of financing and investment, but I guess there's also a greater cost, too, that if we don't do this, the country would not be anywhere near any chance of achieving any type of development goal. I wonder if you can speak about how badly or how dire the situation is and why we need to have this now.
First of all, Yemen is still the worst humanitarian and the worst development crisis in the world. We still estimate, as the UN, that 18 million people are dependent on humanitarian aid, and there's about 13 million people that are fed by WFP as we speak. So it really shows you that the situation is really, really difficult. Now, going forward, if we don't act, we've calculated that at the moment, already every 9 minutes a child dies, which is already down from every 12 minutes when we looked at it 2 years ago. So that already shows you how it's still going down. We also estimated that by 2030, if the war is to continue, 1.3 million people will have died from direct and indirect consequences. And I think that's a toll that no country would tolerate, and I think this is also told the international community cannot tolerate, and we really have to help Yemenis to find hope and find dignity for a better future.
Thank you. And speaking about that hope and dignity, you know, you're there in the country and on the ground and meeting with Yemenis. Do they feel that this is possible for their country, that these developments can actually be achieved?
Well, I've been now working in Yemen and on Yemen for the last 5 years or even a little bit more, as a matter of fact. And one thing that strikes you when you engage with Yemenis, not only with authorities, but also with communities, with women, you know, that one thing that really strikes you is really the resilience of Yemeni people. Yemen is always known as a resilient country, but when you speak to the people we serve in the country, then it can only, you know, give you even more courage, even more resilience yourself to work on their issues and address the challenges that the country is facing. And that manifests itself in many areas, and specifically also in the projects that we implement in Yemen to help the communities that we work for. I mean, it's just amazing. We have, for example, a woman that became overnight one of the most 100 influential women chosen by BBC. And what she did was basically empowering communities through microsolar grids in the community and really serving a lot of households there and running a business that at the moment has grown to a couple of hundred employees. So it's kind of these examples that give you sort of this idea that, you know, anything is possible in Yemen as long as we give them the chance. And therefore, the war has to stop.
The report speaks of, you know, importance of innovation and that Yemen does have innovators in lots of different aspects. It's important to also support this, too.
Yeah. Well, one thing that struck me when we were discussing in how we would put this report together is that, like, how this crisis also has given Yemen an opportunity to build back better. For example, at the moment, you know, there is no electricity grid to speak of. So individual households take care of their energy requirements through putting a solar panel on the roof. That in itself has already spurred, I think, a transformational change in the country, how electricity is being generated. But moreover, it also gives a great opportunity to the country to go to 100% renewable energy supply because it doesn't exist in the first place, right? So why not jump?
Right, just leapfrog.
and go ahead and really sort of, you know, the COP26 has brought this out very clearly, how we need to move on to stay climate resilient. So basically, I think this is also an opportunity we could give to Yemen to really get into the 21st century and make this transformational change, for example, in the energy sector.
Mr. Lutzma, thank you so much for taking the time from your busy schedule here in New York to speak to UN News. Is there anything further you think our audience should know about either the report or UNDP's work in Yemen, projects you do, anything along those lines?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that all three reports will be available on the UNDP Yemen website, so they're downloadable, of course, for anybody and for free. But I think the most important thing I'd like to share with the audience is to say, look, there's a lot of competition on the global scale in terms of the attention of the world. And although Yemen is widely considered the worst humanitarian and development crisis in the world, at the same time, it remains also a forgotten crisis. And part of the report and the purpose of publishing it is also to keep Yemen on the radar screen and making sure that it receives the attention that it deserves.